Well, good morning. It is 7:57 a.m. on an overcast morning. August the 16th. Sure, I know what day it is. Sunday, August 16th, 2026, here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greater Colorado. Overcast. It's been raining and dreary, and I love it. Everything's got a good soaking. It's getting even more because I'm watering the lawn on top of the rain. I'm trying to get some water to sink into the ground a little bit. Give the grass a chance before the cold weather really comes in. Not that 65, which is about what it is right now, it's cold. But it won't be long. We'll have frost on the pumpkin. I'm trying to push a little bit this morning to distract myself from just how awful I feel. It was a short night. I stayed up too late doing things I really didn't want to be doing, but I did them anyway. Cat woke me up, I don't know, 3 or 4 times, which is normal. And I don't really have a lot of trouble getting back to sleep as a rule. Once a great while, I'll get caught in a brain loop. But it's rare. Last night, I didn't have any trouble going back to sleep. He got me up at 10 minutes of 5 when the coffee pot stopped gurgling. And being a fool, I got up and fed him again. We have finally found a food he really likes. And we have some secondary food that he'll tolerate. So I need to go to the store, probably today, to stock up on the stuff he likes. I gotta try to fatten this cat up a little bit. He has a terrible habit of scrounging everything everywhere. And part of it may be behavioral, because I'm pretty sure he started out life, and probably for a good portion of it, as feral. And that curiosity, shall we say, that drive to find something good to eat has stuck with him. He's eating enough, but he's not eating a lot. I would really like to get him used to the idea that he doesn't need to get on the counter to lick the grease off the spoons. He can just go to his dish and eat what's there and have it be enough. He's calmed down a lot. Last night I made a mistake, my error, in leaving something out that I shouldn't have left out. And yeah, he made a mess, which is just one step removed from I made a mess by making it possible for him to do so. Oh well. Nobody's perfect, least of all me. But anyway, short night, headache, backache. Wah. Old man got boned. And not the potentially good kind, mostly just the sore kind. Comes the lady with a skirt all the way up here on this side of town. I'm running late. I am running late. I got distracted while I was working through my morning routine. Lost half an hour. Was reading while I was having breakfast and then didn't stop after I stopped eating. So I've lost about an hour of the day. I don't regret it. Good morning. Good morning to you too. So anyway, yeah, running late, run slow, pain, nah, wah, somebody call a wah ambulance. I'm reading C.W. Lamb's Starship Independence series. I'm in book two, almost done with book two. And I don't think book three is out yet. What is this guy doing? He's going straight through anyway. All right. He had no blinker on, but I didn't really trust him. And he did stop as if he was expecting me to cross the road in front of him. So I don't think book three is out yet. That's okay. I don't. It's a fun read. It's a very light read. It's a bit. It's a bit of lovely wish fulfillment is what it is. It's a really nice story. It's really fun. I recommended it to my newsletter people. Daring do, getting done, as it were. So yeah, it suckered me in after breakfast. Breakfast was particularly uninspiring this morning. Quick oats, as opposed to my usual steel cut, because I forgot to put steel cut on last night. I forgot to dig the frying pan out of the clean dish pile last night. I couldn't get it out this morning without making too much noise. To be clear, making any noise is too much noise. So I have to choose my battles. And I had access to the oatmeal pot, so I had oatmeal. I did not have a lot of time. And I did have quick oats. Are you coming in here? No, I'm slowing down. Slowing down for the dip. And it's a dip in the road as opposed to me, which is the other dip in the road. Blues is the Truth again this morning. Some good song. crisp. Heard Susan Tedeschi, whom I have not heard from very much, if at all, since Mark and Miss V stopped doing Austin Riffs. God, I don't know when that was. 2009, 2010. Susan was a regular featured artist on that podcast. It's cool, but muggy. I've worked up a sweat, so the breeze sweeping up here feels good. Heading east. Eastbound and down. From here, anybody going east is going down. It's just the nature of the landscape. The geology, as it were. Come on up when I get ready, sit with me. Mark Post. Ooh. Rather a weak-kneed slap this morning. Sorry about that. There's really not enough oxygen in water to be useful to breathe it. And ever since the troubles, swallowing is sometimes problematic, more often than it used to be. However, I can still swallow. I still have a tongue. I still have a jaw. At least for the moment. Basically have no plans for the day. Really? This might be a good day to go pay a visit to Shackelford House and see what Roger's up to. I need to get in and see what the next batch of quests is in No Man's Sky, in New Vegas. I don't know what the level cap is. I just made level 10. I do not have anywhere near the skills that I need, in spite of the fact that I'm focusing on the skills I need for this build. I still cannot, for the life of me, pick a lock. I don't know why. Just touching them sometimes breaks them. It's very tedious. I used to be able to pick locks like a son of a gun, but these locks have skill locks on them. I have to have level 50 to even try, or 70. I ran across one that was level 70. I was at 75. It was a big number anyway. It's a hell of a lot more than what I got, which is like 40. And even then, there's no guarantee you're going to make it. Morning. Like a sound. Can't say I care much for his aftershave. Yes, I'm still recording. And it's fun. I picked up my first. Well, I bypassed my first companion. And picked up and didn't realize I was just around the corner from the second. And so picked up Veronica, who is a Brotherhood of Steel individual. A feisty melee, which is good. Because as a rather weak sniper, I am constantly being overrun by various individuals who just seem to want to kill me for no particular reason. But it scratches the itch that No Man's Sky had instilled, but didn't scratch, didn't satisfy. Maybe that's just that I need quests to keep me motivated, something to work toward that isn't coming from my brain. Like Shacklebird House. Which isn't true, because that's a quest that, while it's the activities coming from my brain, the impetus is not. It's just, this is something I want to do. And having things that I want to do these days is really important. Especially since I pretty much had to give up baking bread because I can't eat it. I did bake two loaves the other day so the kids and wife could have some bread. But wife is on a brat diet, so I had to get a loaf of, God help me, white bread for her toast. And I'm eating the Ezekiel bread, which I've had once. I need to have some more because I want to test that out on different scenarios. Being able to have a bit of toast with my egg in the morning would be excellent. My numbers this morning was a little high. Still below the cutoff, which is above 130. As long as I can keep it under 130 for fasting, that's apparently adequate. And it's certainly less than the estimated average glucose for my last A1C test, which is 155. So the more I can stay under 155, the more I know I'm making progress on the goal. And even though I know that there will be periods that are, in some cases, over 200, not so many these days, which means the extended low numbers sort of balance it out a little bit, I hope. I think I've got another month before I have to go back in for the next A1C. And I really should have got a glucose meter way long ago. Anyway, live and learn. If I keep living, I'll keep learning. If I keep walking, I'm going to make it to the back gate. Because I'm almost there. Oh, this grass is wet. Holy crap. I'm glad I'm wearing my waterproof shoes. Anyway, I did it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.